At the top of the news this Sunday evening, Pope Benedict XVI made an appeal for the people of Libya today, calling on those in positions of military and political responsibility to have, above all, the well-being of the citizenry at heart, calling for a speedy end to hostilities and for those in power to guarantee the arrival of humanitarian aid while they continue. Speaking at the traditional Sunday Angelus prayer with the faithful in St. Peter's Square, the Holy Father said the disturbing news coming from Libya has awakened in him fear and trepidation, and that he prayed about the situation during the past week of spiritual exercises in the Vatican. The Pope went on to say that he is following developments with great concern and continues to pray for all those involved, before offering assurances to the Libyan people of what he described as his heartfelt closeness, and imploring God that a horizon of peace and harmony may arise as soon as possible on Libya and the entire North African region. The Angelus followed a massive dedication for the newly built Roman parish church of San Corbiniano. St. Corbinian, the first bishop of Freising in Bavaria, the diocese now joined with Munich, of which the man who was baptized, Joseph Ratzinger, served 4 years as archbishop.
Il Signore sia con voi.
E con il tuo spirito.
Dal Vangelo secondo Matteo.
In his homily, the Holy Father said, "One who would know God must contemplate the transfigured visage of Jesus Christ, who is the perfect revelation of God's holiness and mercy."
So quanto la diocesi di Roma si impegni per assicurare ad ogni quartiere adeguati compresi parrocchiali.
Also in his homily, the Holy Father urged the faithful of the parish to grow in knowledge and love of Christ, to meet him in the Eucharist, in attention to his word, in prayer, and in charity. The Church desires to be present wherever people live and work, through the consistent gospel witness of faithful Christians, and also by way of buildings that make it possible to gather for prayer, sacraments, and formation, as well as establishing relations of friendship and brotherhood in the spirit of community that Christ himself taught us and that the world so greatly needs. I'm Chris Altieri.